the silent majority is back.
Donald Trump, far from being silent, is getting louder, drawing thousands in Phoenix, Arizona over the weekend with his bold rhetoric and sharing an unusual proposal to stop illegal immigration.
We charge Mexico $100,000 for every person they send up.
Offering up more talk on the issue.
I respect Mexico greatly as a country. But the problem we have is that their leaders are much smarter, sharper, and more cunning than our leaders, and they're killing us at the border, and they're killing us in trade.
His speech interrupted by protesters.
I wonder if the Mexican government sent them over here. I think so.
Trump also pointed to the recent prison break of Mexican cartel head Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, tweeting kingpins like him use the border unimpeded for the drug trade. Prominent conservatives challenging Trump's claim. Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, tweeting Mexican immigrants, as with all immigrants, have much lower crime rates than native-born. Trump wrong. And Republican presidential rivals saying he's hurting the party's chances in 2016.
I think he's hijacked the debate. I think he's a wrecking ball for the future of the Republican Party with the Hispanic community, and we need to push back.
With Democrats blasting his statements before the Hispanic group La Raza today.
That no one, not Donald Trump, not anyone else, will be successful in dividing us based on race or our country of origin.
I have just one word for Mr. Trump. Basta. Enough!
A Trump advisor pushing back at the criticism.
He sparked a conversation about really immigration reform. And that's something that I don't think the Republican Party was prepared at this time for.
Right now, that conversation is having an outsized impact on the race for the White House, even providing fodder to comedians, prompting a joke from David Letterman playing off the 1980s film Three Amigos.
Donald Trump has pissed off so many Mexicans, he's starring in a new movie entitled No Amigos.